The number of college venues selling alcohol at games has been on the rise in recent years. 36 Power 5 schools currently sell alcohol to fans in private suites and special seating, a number that has doubled over the last 5 years. Venue Solutions Group consultant Mike Woolley was hired in June by the West Haymarket Joint Public Agency to study how Pinnacle Bank Arena could bolster its finances. One way he found is to sell alcohol at Husker basketball games.
It is an opportunity to find a revenue stream that had not existed in the past. So you're seeing more and more schools take a really hard look at that.
Venue Solutions Group compared PBA to four similar college basketball arenas. Three of those four arenas sell alcohol at games. Comparatively, PBA underperformed in concession revenue, chiefly due to no alcohol sales. Lincoln City officials estimate the arena could generate up to $300,000 annually from selling alcohol. But Woolley says there are other things to consider.
That's what you have to weigh as whether it's appropriate for one, culturally for the institution, and two, do you have the risk management processes in place that will allow you to serve it and manage that in an effective and a safe way.
Some people are against alcohol sales at collegiate venues due to the possibility of overconsumption. But UNL student and avid Husker Hoops fan Bailey Spires thinks alcohol at PBA would be an interesting experiment for the fans.
It'd be a good thing to experiment with, and I do think it'd be a lot more fun.
UNL student Jason Chaneyfelt says crowds at venues where alcohol is regularly sold can be more rowdy, and therefore could be one reason why PBA should not allow alcohol.
If you've ever been to a pro sporting event, like a baseball game or a football game, there's definitely the people who drink a lot of games, and they're definitely kind of get rowdy. So from that standpoint, I can kind of see why you maybe not wouldn't want it there.
Lincoln Mayor Chris Beitler says alcohol sale discussions will move forward if the university chooses to talk about it.
The appropriate time for conversations with the university is that point in time when we decide it's something that we want to press for, that we want to advocate.
The final decision on Nebraska ball fans enjoying alcohol will be up to the NU Board of Regents and Nebraska Athletics. The Board of Regents is scheduled to meet October 9th. NU Regent Tim Clare, who's also a West Haymarket JPA member, says the university has had no formal discussions with the JPA or the city about alcohol and Husker hoops. But Clare believes everyone involved in the decision needs to be on the same page and says there's many factors taken into account when it comes to alcohol sales.
I think it's important we develop a policy and a process by which that issue is discussed. We need consistency throughout the entire university system, and that's something that we're going to have to work through.
Reporting for KRNU, I'm Tommy Rezach.